Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hello, friends. We are back, and it is Miss Rachel and Brian.
Thank you. Sometimes I'm Mr. Brian.
It depends on who I'm talking to. Do you want to be Mr. Brian, or do you want
to? To little kids, I feel good about that. Okay. With the high schoolers and middle schoolers I work with,
they're going to be like, no.
No, just call me Brian.
No. I thought I was going to say some cool term, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not high school cool, so.
Miss Rachel is cool. We're blessed to be a blessing. Put your hands why all my high schoolers do it.
Yeah, yes. They do, don't they? Oh, and I love it. And thank y'all for doing that.
Yeah, and thank you for being with us.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
Here's the question for today for our friends out there. When someone hurts your feelings, how do you respond?
I don't talk about my feelings, Miss Rachel. I feel like I have to be the most standoffish middle schooler right now. Like, people don't – I don't have feelings.
What are you talking about?
Great question. I'll name it for myself. It is hard to talk about my feelings.
Okay.
This is like putting me – spotlight. Like, I think I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Oh, no.
So ask it to me one more time.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna try and go.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
When someone hurts your feelings,
okay,
how do you respond?
So I wish I had like this great Bible answer.
No. Yeah.
But I think I'm going to try and be open, honest, and vulnerable.
Yes.
In the hopes that like it does that for everybody in the room.
Yeah.
I get angry. I get physically angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we had the feelings wheel right now.
Yes. I was just thinking about that feelings wheel.
Which,
yes.
Great to have in a conversation. If you don't know, go find it on Amazon, feelings wheel.
Comes
in pillow form. So you can also use it. But I go naturally very quickly to anger.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's universal. I don't know if that's dad. But like I go very quickly when my feelings are hurt to anger.
Yeah.
And not quiet anger.
Yeah.
Right. Like it is everywhere. It is sometimes rage, I would even go to, right? Like when someone hurts my feelings, like I want to go tear something down or set something on fire is the like when both me and my wife get angry, it's like I just want to burn the world, right? Like
and
I think for sure when my feelings are hurt, that's where I go first. I think I also go to a spot of like a little depressed. I'm a huge people pleaser, and I'm sure some of you out there are. And so it really makes me sad, right? Like that someone would hurt my feelings that way.
Yeah.
Treat me that way. And because I do, I just want to be your friend. Like I'm a Labrador dog. Like I just want to throw the ball. I'll go get it. Right.
Yeah.
Like, and so why would somebody say that about me?
Yeah. Right? Why would somebody hurt you?
Yeah. Hurt me that way. And so if I'm being honest, that's where I go. And I don't love that answer at all.
Okay. So let me hold up a couple of things for you here.
Okay.
Because first, everybody that's listening is going like, oh, man, he said it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, because we are right there with you.
Yeah.
Because it's a disappointing feeling when somebody hurts your feelings, because you're like, that you did that to me.
Yeah.
And that anger that you feel is real and right.
Hmm.
The next part of the question is, how do you respond? Because that's how you feel.
Ooh, okay. How do I respond?
So, and I think this is the key.
Yeah.
And like when we talk about how a younger preschooler is going to respond, an elementary schooler is going to respond, a middle schooler is going to respond, and a high schooler, and then even parent. Like what can we do?
Yeah.
So, it's how do you respond?
Yeah. I think my unfortunate response is that as a kid, I would have just ran away from it.
Yeah.
Right? Like I think about
avoidance
as a high schooler, middle schooler, probably even an elementary school student, because again, that people pleasing side of me would want to just run from that.
Yeah.
I haven't pleased this person, so I can't please this person, so I'm just going to remove myself. I think too, I'm trying to think through it through some different personality types. Again, I'm a people pleaser. I'm trying to think through it with the person I know best, my wife, who loves to seek justice and understanding and moves in those spaces incredibly well. But I also have heard stories of her as a elementary school student. I think she might have punched him in the face.
Oh,
like if I'm being honest,
a
nice throat punch and that was it, right?
Yeah.
And so I think I think kids are going to respond to that completely differently. How do we then scaffold that?
Yeah.
bring it back to Jesus so that we can tell them to go ask this question. Mm-hmm. Rachel, any ideas?
Yes, I do have some ideas. So let's talk about our feelings are hurt. We're feeling bad. It's the stop and think.
Okay.
It's the patience. It is, you know, like David in the Bible, he had a dream and he asked for wisdom. You know, God said, what's the one thing that you want to have? And he's like, well, I need wisdom. I would like wisdom. And so it's stop and thinking. If you can stop yourself in that moment, you're feeling that anger, you count to three, however it is, the breathing exercise they talk about, and then think how you're going to react. Because in that response moment, that's what's going to make the difference between, you know, the choices that you make, whether did you show Jesus in that moment or did you not?
Wow.
You know, who were you in that moment?
Yeah.
Like, let's say that we're fighting over a toy. We're the preschoolers and we're fighting over the toy, right?
Happens,
you know, yes, they're both angry at each other. You know, they both think they're right in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But what can we do? How do we respond in that moment as a parent? Parents, you know this well. You probably have some ideas of what you can and you can't do. Let's think about high schoolers, Brian.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, when they're angry at each other.
When they're angry at us.
Oh, yeah, right? Gosh. Exactly. I mean, they may put it on Snapchat or Instagram. Do you use Snapchat anymore? I don't know. You know, but like the things that they can, you know, that they can hurt each other with, you know, there's a lot. There's a lot that they can do. But I think turning it back to, what would Jesus do? What does prayer tell us to do?
Yeah.
If we're actually asking the right questions, you know, sometimes we can't ask a question that we want to ask. Sometimes we have to ask God, what is the question you want me to ask?
Love that. I love the stop and think. All right, go ask that question, then we're going to come right back. Okay, go. And we're back.
We are back. Ooh, this was a big one, wasn't it?
I felt like we aired my dirty laundry here a little bit.
That's
totally
okay.
Fine.
That's
I'm
okay.
I'm here for it.
A previous episode, we did the same with me.
Ms. Rachel.
So it's only fair. No, I'm just kidding.
But as you were talking about stop and think, one of the things that came to me just as we were talking about it, particularly with high schoolers, middle schoolers, so our prefrontal cortex is still developing,
yes.
Right? And so causation and reaction are not fully there.
Yes.
And so I think that's a great strategy and a great conversation to talk through with your child, your student, to go, hey, here, I'm going to set it up for you. Here's the situation. Here's how they hurt you. Now I want you to stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the different responses and the reactions.
Yeah.
Because that's helping and massaging that prefrontal cortex, which is part of that decision-making process,
yes.
To help mature them and grow them. This is a great question. Love it on a lot of levels.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how we can take it back to Jesus of,
yeah.
And what would he do,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Great question today, Rachel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Hopefully you guys got some time to talk.
Yeah.
Rachel, how would you answer this question?
We
got 1 minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I would be, when somebody hurts my feelings, I get angry. And if my emotions, like if sometimes I don't share emotions or show emotion, then I will start to cry. Like it all seeps out. I am a crier when it really counts.
You can't bottle it up.
I can't bottle it up any longer. It's just all going to come out. And so, but I try to wait. I try to stop and pause and look at all the different scenarios. But if I'm not praying in that moment, something's wrong.
Wow.
For me.
Good word. Yeah. Got to pray. Got to stop.
Yeah.
Got to think.
And think.
Stop and think.
And pray.
And pray.
Stop, think, pray. We should coin that phrase.
And two, get an emotion wheel. It'll make for great conversations with your kids. All right.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.